through at 11:07 a.m. Is that to Iris?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So first thing, I guess we should formally approve the agenda or change it. Does anybody have any changes or additions?
No, I don't.
No. I accept it.
Okay, so I just need a motion to accept as it is.
I make a motion that we accept it as it is. This is Iris.
And then a second? Okay.
Second.
So everyone who agrees, say aye.
Aye.
So maybe say your name, I guess would be easier for Rob. He's trying to take notes.
I got you. You're okay. So,
go ahead. Yeah, I said aye. Deanie. Yeah, Jane said yes. Carol said yes.
Aye.
Iris said yes. Okay. So it's unanimous. All right, so so the closure of the library,
I'm having a hard time hearing.
Yeah.
With the phone ringing.
Okay.
Well, I turned it off.
Okay. So how long should we keep the libraries closed, and when should we look at it again? I mean, we've discussed this in the emails, but I just wanted to get it formalized and maybe discuss it if we need to.
Well, the governor's message yesterday was till June 10th with the qualification that it could be changed, either extended or shortened. So we kind of have to go by what he said, don't we?
I would almost do April the 30th and see if he has made a change.
Well, again, that was why I was asking. I believe in order to make informed decisions, we have to gather as much information as we can. And that was why I was asking what the other libraries are doing.
Grayson County is doing that. Washington County is doing that. Bristol is debating it this morning. I don't know the others because my internet's down this morning. But like I said, it's all over the board.
They are doing what?
I mean, they're staying closed and paying people. The Bristol doesn't know what they're going to do yet. Their director is soliciting advice this morning. And like I said, then just
what have they been doing?
They've been staying closed. Or what has Bristol been doing? I think they had people coming in working there and were just closed. But they had after yesterday, they had people who would who were concerned, staff members. So now they're trying to get OKs to, you know, work for home, probably to work from home, but. Their director is now trying to find out support for that.
He's trying to find what?
Support for that position. He didn't want to make it unilaterally. So she was asking what other libraries are doing.
I don't understand. He did not want to make it unilateral.
Bristol's director does not want to make a unilateral decision to allow all their staff to work from home. She is trying to, you know, gather information to present to who's their decision maker, but because Bristol respond, or they are two states. Two towns that they're responsible for. So, and because of that, she doesn't want to make it just herself. So, but she's wanting to gather information.
Okay. So everybody else has been closed for how long?
Mid March, kind of like around the same time we were. A couple of them closed a little before us, and that which is what I gathered for when you were making the decision last time.
And they did not have employees coming into work or working from home?
They did not. Other places are.
Okay.
Yeah, and...
And who are the other places?
I didn't take down all the names of the different libraries. I've been on the Virginia Public Library Directors listserv every day, and you know there are just loads of people commenting and changing every day as to what they're trying to do because nobody knows how to handle this. A lot of the ones who are having people come into work, the staff is rebelling. Other ones are having them. Work from home when they can, but there are some duties that people can't do from home. It's a mess nationwide.
I don't really care about nationwide. I care about Virginia.
Well, and I'm talking about, I understand that, but I look at both because again, no one knows what to do. And different people are trying different things.
Rob, you already mentioned Grayson.
It's Washington County.
And Washington County.
Yeah.
And you said they're closed and paying their employees, right?
Yeah. Yes. Unless they have changed in the last two days, yes.
I can tell you what Emory and Henry is doing. They have closed... We're all working from home, and they're getting paid to work from home unless they voluntarily want to take a layoff.
Okay. I hate that we have done this already. I mean, this was spent yesterday.
Right.
So you said, Rob, that five employees, the salaried employees...
So wait a minute, Jane. Let's finish the decision about how long this stay closed and when we should review it again before we get into what to do with employees. You know, because you're kind of closing in on number three. We're on our agenda, and I wanted to just finish out number two. I wanted to look at how long are we going to be closed, because we had... The end of April, was, I think Iris suggested, and then the governor had said June something. So let's just nail this down.
Can we not say that we will abide by the governor's mandate and leave it at that? And if he backs up from the June date, then we're covered?
We could. Just go by whatever date he says that we can return back to work.
I think we should say the end of April if we're going to, and then look at it then.
Yeah, I would rather do it. I would rather review it sooner and plan to be closed like through the end of April and then just have another decision by the end of April.
I think that would be better for patrons and staff both to have a general idea rather than it could be earlier than June.
Sure. I make a motion that we review it again on April the 30th.
This is Carol. I'll second that.
Review before April 30th. Is that what you mean before? Because you have to have
the
decision by April 3rd.
Yeah, we have to have the decision for April 3rd, so we'll review.
And stay closed until April 30th? Is that part of your motion? Or?
Yes.
Do we want to set a date for the review?
Yeah, I think, let me see. Let me pull up my calendar. So April 30th is a Thursday, so I think by the 26th or the 25th, we should probably start that discussion.
That sounds good to me.
25th is a Saturday, 26th is a
right.
Sunday. I don't have a problem with us doing this type of conversation on a weekend day, but We might want to set it for the 24th.
Well, we could have, I mean, we haven't talked about how we'd have it, but we could do a conference call again if we like the means. You know, if that works for everybody, it's a little simpler than trying to do email.
The emails are kind of crazy for me because this old brain of mine sometimes has trouble following.
And you might want to look at a Zoom meeting. That's how we've been meeting, and it works really well because you can see everybody.
Well, the problem you can telling Rob, April, I have really slow internet, and it does not. I'm afraid video. I mean, we could try it, but I'm not sure my video is going to handle video like that.
Well, you can do it from your phone, too.
We could try it.
You can do it from your phone, also.
Yeah. Yeah, the phone is really teeny.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, I just feel like I'm not seeing anything when I look at my phone. But, I mean, we could make, maybe I could try it out ahead of time with you, Iris, or something, and we could kind of see, you know, one of the dates between now and then. But tentatively, let's say we'll plan on the 24th to at least do a conference call, April 24th.
Okay, I need to get out a meeting just a second. I'll come right back.
Sure. To discuss what to do after April 30th.
Get that line. I probably won't deliver the mattress.
So, I think we have a motion from Iris to stay closed until April 30th and review what to do after that. By April 24th was at least the conference call, maybe video. And are you still joining the second, Carol?
I will, yes.
Call it back, Larry.
Okay. So, all in favor, state your name and whether you're in favor, I guess. Be easier for Rob.
Carol, yes.
Jane, yes.
Jane, yes. Iris, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That I heard. And I am yes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. All right, so the next item then is discuss what to do with employees. So go ahead, Jane, and ask further questions.
Okay, so you have deemed the You have deemed these employees essential. You said there are five other people.
There's four. There's four plus me.
That'd be fine. Thank you.
There are four plus me.
Okay, who are those four?
Ann Lowe, Helen Conley, Chris Sheets, Heather Carter.
I thought you had Helen Conley on the list.
I did. She's one of the ones that are essential.
So she's asking beyond the essential ones, how many are there?
Oh, how many other? Oh, okay. Let's, 1, 2, 5. Five full-time plus Byron, or five full-time exempt plus Byron, who is full-time non-exempt.
Who are the five full-time?
Tracy Reed, Elaine Olinger, Amber Combs, Jonathan Burchett, and Todd Owens.
Wait a minute. Tracy, Elaine, who?
Amber, Jonathan, Todd.
Jonathan and who? Todd?
Yeah.
Okay. Can those people work from home?
Amber and Tracy have already kind of been working from home. Elaine, I don't know what her capability is from the house. Jonathan has internet. Todd, I imagine, probably does. So I don't know. I'd have to ask them what their capability is to work from home. But they all would have, if we chose to do that, they would have work to do.
They would have work to do?
Yes, they would have work to do.
Okay.
Then I thought the issue was that they wouldn't have work to do.
Not everyone.
I did too. I thought they were like catalogers and...
Well, the cataloger, you know, is she's that's Janet, and she's only 20 hours a week, so she wouldn't be able to be able to work there.
And then your circulation desk people.
But they would have to do something else. So everyone is supposed to be putting together a succession plan for their job, which takes time, and it's hard to do when you're doing circ desk duties. Everyone has, you know, we're trying to do an updated strategic plan and lists of policies and procedures and patron codes of conduct. They can all work on that and help work collaboratively. And then most of our department heads and would need to be, you know, putting together kind of what idea of their cost for next year. And
why can't the department heads do something that can be shown online?
They can't. I mean, so it'd be like any other person working remotely. You gather what they're doing by them keeping track of their time, having regular status conferences with me, having regular identifiable work product.
But I thought that this was not an option. That was why I was saying, can they file for unemployment?
So my issue is, are there people who work for the library who don't have tasks they can do at home, even if they're part-time?
Well, most part-timers can't. Our cataloger and cataloging assistant have to be here to do what they do. I'm not sure if Rita Copenhaver can do her outreach stuff from home or not. Other people who work around it, Hannah Combs, the youth services assistant. You know, I already discussed with Tracy that there's nothing she can really do from home. She needs to work with Tracy on things. And Haley Davidson, you know, would be the same kind of thing. So I don't know if they could actually meet all their hour requirements that way.
So that's my issue is I don't want to have some people that we're saying, yeah, go ahead, everybody can work from home, and then some people can't, and we're paying anyway. You know, I mean, you'd have to do a lack of work for those people that can't work from home.
Regardless, it sounds like it's all the part-time people. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think it's almost definitely all the part-time people. And again, I don't know. I'd have to check with Elaine and Todd to see if they have the, internet or, you know, capability to do these things. Oh, they probably do, but I don't know that for sure.
So have you discussed, Rob, the issue of people coming into work with the employees?
They don't want to come in.
No one wants to come.
You know, that's been part of it. I mean, when the first time when we tried this, they were wanting to make sure they could stay home. That was when we were making the decision whether or not we're going to pay them for staying home, because there were several of them that had the issue that they're putting themselves or others at risk. That would still be the case. It's not an easy situation. I mean, if we want to just, you know, look to pay keep the full-timers on staff, there are things they could do and keep up their time at least for this month. We could always monitor, but if they have any downtime, there a lot of the library educational online services have started offering free or reduced classes and other things where they can do some professional development, you know, while they're at home.
It sounds like that we're going to pay the full-time people and lay the part-time people off. Am I hearing correct?
Well,
That's what it sounds like to me, and according to what I'm reading, that the part-time folks would be eligible for unemployment benefit.
They are. Is that how you feel about it, Rob?
I mean, that seems like what we would need to do. The other question is for Byron, who has things here he can work on that he can't do when people are here. If he wanted to come in, he would have. I guess he could have that option. Because he would essentially be here by himself, except me most of the time. So there's not that. So the under 10 thing works.
I know our housekeepers at Emory are all having to work because they're having to sterilize everything.
Right. So there's that. There's that, and repairs and carpet cleaning.
Yeah.
And breakdown of shelves. I mean, there's things he can do.
Well, and this would be a good time with the other two libraries closed. That if you need to go there and do some good cleaning, that would be good too.
That is true.
Because he'd be by himself either way.
Yeah.
So
is he willing to do that?
I haven't asked him, but before we shut, he seemed like he would be willing to do that. Now I don't know how it's changed, but I'd be happy to call him and ask him. So.
And do we if they don't have the capability to work from home,
mm-hmm.
would we then furlough them as well?
That would seem to be the fairest option, because they would be akin to the part-timers that can't do that from home.
Right.
Okay, then you need to, is Byron the only one that's full-time one that's fallen into that category?
Byron is the only, you know, hourly. I mean, he doesn't have clerical work to do, but he necessarily has to be on premises to do what he does.
Okay.
But if there's no one else there, that really shouldn't be a big issue.
And he works by himself on Friday mornings anyway.
Okay, I'm still not clear on this. Is there anyone else who, of these salaried people, who cannot work from home?
The ones I do not know of are Todd and Elaine, and I would have to check with them as to whether they can or not.
Well, I think we need to know that before we make a decision. I just need to have the most information possible that I can have.
Okay.
We could make a motion we will give Rob the determination of who can work from home and who can't, and then he can send the layoff letters to the ones who can't, which would be the part-time, and maybe the three that he doesn't know whether they can work from home, which would be if Byron will come to work, then he stays on, and then check with the other two.
And my guess, they probably can, but I mean, I just don't know for sure, because they don't have an online presence that I can see. The others do.
So I have a question then. If we decide to lay off the part-timers and let Byron work from the building,
mm-hmm.
being able to come into work, why wouldn't we let part-timers come into work?
Because part-timers usually need supervision or people to tell them what they need to have done. Some of them might have that.
Deal with the public.
Yeah.
Deal with the public.
All of them do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not open, so we're not dealing with the public.
Janet doesn't.
No, Janet doesn't work with the public, you know, so...
No, but she has to be there.
And would have to be here.
You can't catalog books.
Yeah. Everyone in tech services would have to be here.
Well, why couldn't she come in and do catalog work?
Did
you say, why can't she?
I don't know that she can't. I mean, that's, you know.
So, I mean, that's my question is, if you're going to start trying to pick and choose who can work and who can't work and who can be in the building and who can't be in the building, you got to have justification for who you're picking.
Right. And I this is hard because it's when you have different levels of, you know, people, that's when it gets problematic. All or nothing works better for just being consistent purposes. This other, you know, some can stay home, some can't. That's hard to do.
All full-time people,
mm-hmm.
If we say all full-time people, that includes Byron, even though he's hourly.
Right.
He's still full-time.
Right.
But if we say we're going to keep all full-time,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to lay off all part-time, mm-hmm. then that pretty well takes care of it, doesn't it?
No, that is consistent.
Elaine and Todd.
Well, I mean, they are unknown quantities. I mean, I can try to call them right now and see what they, you know, see what they can do, if you like.
Well, whoever the cataloging person, why could that person, I mean, how does the group feel about that? Could that person come in and do and work?
Well, she's part-time. If she's part-time and we can make a segregation at full-time, I would rather not bring one part-time in and not all the rest of them.
I think that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we are picking and choosing.
We've already done the picking and choosing with this thing was already sent out by the people who were deemed was essential.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a bad mistake.
I didn't say who they were, but I mean, they would have found out anyway. I mean, so as soon as they heard about any of that, they would be talking amongst each other and asking. And I can't keep, and you can't keep it from them. And you have to tell what the logic is.
It was a bad mistake. We already did the picking and choosing, and it was a bad mistake. It's what I feel.
Yeah, I apologize for that to the group because in my mind, I was thinking we were going to finish the vote this morning, but
I took it like Rob did. I would have done exactly what he did because I thought that once he changed it to his name, that it was good to go. I would have done the same thing.
I did not think that because I never saw the finished product of what he was sending. We did not agree on that.
Yeah, that's in my mind. I wasn't clear we were all on the same page, so that's why.
It's not your fault.
Well, I mean, I believe I should have communicated it better. That's all.
Well, we're all. I mean, it doesn't. That's beside the point. That's already done.
Right. At this point, we got to deal with it. Right.
Yeah. We just need
to. I'm sorry. I can't laugh about it. Because I'm very, very upset about it. Because of this phone call I had from Mrs. Wyatt, it was very, very upsetting.
Well, about that. Now, yesterday when you made these calls and about if I had sent the finished product, the only thing that was changed would have been my name instead of the board. And there had been no discussion at all about any other option besides the one that you discussed yesterday. Is it realistic that you would have all changed? I mean, because you said if otherwise you would have said what I sent was not accurate, and nobody said that.
That it is not true that we were not discussing other options.
No, I'm not saying you didn't discuss other options, but that was the one that had.
You just.
I'm saying at the time, in the afternoon, all evidence pointed to the fact that the board had determined a course of action, and that course of action is what I put into the memo I wrote. I sent the memo I wrote to everyone. It was one minor change was all I received.
And did she not say if that is what we all agree on in an email?
Let me see if I can find it.
Well,
yeah, you've had so many.
That's what you said.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's possible. That's what I said. Because in my mind, we were still, we hadn't necessarily all agreed. But we were, I agree, Rob, we were all leaning toward that.
Yeah.
I take responsibility. If I jumped the gun, but I explained the reasons I did that. And honestly, Judy would have had a problem with whatever we did.
Oh yeah, if we'd have took the other route and paid everybody, we'd have been throwing the money away. We can't win there. I mean, I don't think it's funny at all, but. I don't think none of this is funny. I get aggravated that every time we make a move, I don't care if it's good, bad, or whatever, Judy doesn't like what it is. And I'm just kind of tired of that. But anyway, here's what the email said. This sounds fine to me, Rob. If everyone will please read it and reply to let me know if you agree to it as a library trustee, sort of a vote. Rob can proceed. Once we have the input from all the board members. And I don't know if I've replied back. But that was the last email.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I heard everything you said, but there was something that Denny said that was if we all agree.
Yeah, she said, let's see. Robinson proceeds once we have the input from all the board members.
Right.
Sort of a vote. Yeah.
Yeah, so unfortunate that it worked the way it did, and I regret that it had done that. No matter what we picked, it wasn't going to be.
It wasn't
the right thing anyway.
If we'd went the other way, we'd been throwing away the money. I mean, you know it, and I know it.
I was trying to be fair to the employees, and
yeah. Well, we all were. We all care about the employees, and I mean.
Yes, we do.
I mean, I care about those employees. I know them personally, most of them, and I do care, but I want to be fair. But I also had a responsibility as a board member. If it had been me, I'd pay them all. That's just how I feel.
Well,
because that's what college is doing for us.
I care about the employees, too.
But,
yeah, sure.
But I'm sure if we'd have chose to pay them all, she would have been complaining about that. So we can't win in that situation.
Yeah, that's the way I feel.
I mean,
so, well, to move on from now, we should decide how we want to proceed. And I was hearing to do like a split to try to keep people working from home, full-time employees, part-time employees, and I don't know, floaters, you call them, Rob, I guess, would have to apply for, they could be, is that in Virginia, you call it a furlough? We in Vermont, we call it a lack of work. So
I think it's lack of work is what they're telling to put on the lack of work due to the coronavirus,
Yeah, okay. So those folks would get that notice and be eligible to put in, hopefully, for the unemployment. We presume they can. I mean, I just want to make sure that they don't lose out on anything. And again, we will continue to accrue the time off, paid time off, as if people were still working in whatever manner we do that for the part-time people. I don't know if we do or not, however we do it.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Do they get paid time off?
The full-time people? No, you're talking about, I think you said part-time, but I think you meant full-time. We're going to pay all the full-time people, no matter if they're hourly or salary.
I don't know if the part-time people will get any kind of paid time off. I just, some places do that, some don't, and I can't remember what the library does.
They don't.
I don't think they do.
They don't. They have gotten paid these last couple of weeks we've been closed. All of them have, but no, they don't accrue benefits. They don't get paid holidays. They don't get paid leave.
Okay.
Well, back to Elaine and Todd. If they have no ability to work from home, but they're full-time employees, do we offer them the option of coming in and doing work, or do we say you'll have to apply for benefits? Or do we give them, do we give them the option of applying for benefits or coming into the building to work?
Well, I don't think we can tell Byron he can come in and work, and we can't tell the others that are full-time also.
I think that makes sense. Todd has health issues, as does his mother. So my guess is he would choose not to. He probably has leave time he could take. Elaine has leave time if she decides she'd want to come in. So we could burn that first.
Wouldn't it be better for them to do the unemployment than to take their leave time?
Well, I think so, probably, yeah. But I'm just trying to look at what options they've got.
I mean, they could do that if they wanted, but I think they're going to get paid immediately if they get on unemployment. That's one of the things they changed with the stimulus.
Yeah,
they get paid immediately, but I hear there's a backup.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they won't get the money right away, but they'll get money for the 1st of April they would get it. Is my understanding, but we don't know if that applies for them yet or not. But I would offer them the opportunity to come in if they choose, and if they don't, then that other option has to be the unemployment.
Right.
The lack of work.
We cannot pay them for staying home and doing nothing. That's not equitable.
No,
fair, right.
Do we want to let Rob make those two phone calls and then see what we can do? Because we're going to have to make a decision either way.
I mean, I think that option makes the most sense to me. It's fair, no matter. I mean, it gives them the choice as to what to do.
We could have a motion. We could make a motion to employ the full-time people from home. Give the lack of work to the part-time people, and for those people, the two people we are unsure about that are full-time, we would offer them the option. And if they can't or choose not to come in, then they can take the lack of work, or they can take their own, accrued leave if they prefer. It's up to them, I guess. So we could make a motion that kind of covers that. And that way, Rob can just let us know if they're taking it or not, or what they're doing. Do we want to do that, or do we just want to wait online while he makes a couple phone calls? Wait while we're on our conference call.
How long will it take him? Let's wait online and let him make the phone call so we can finish it all out.
Okay.
All right, hang loose.
Be done with it.
It's all right with me.
Does Rob vote on our motion?
No.
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 Can we move on down the agenda while he makes his phone calls?
Sure. So the February disbursement we did in the email vote, and my intention was with that, Jane, to cover us legally, was to print it out, bring it to the next meeting, and just, you know, have either re-vote on it or have the email be accepted as the vote, just so we'd be covered legally.
I had no problem with that. I had no problem with that. I'm telling you what I wrote to you all what I was asking.
Yeah. Well, so that was my intent, just because I wasn't sure if we could legally do it either, but I thought, well, if we include it in the minutes for the next time and it, you know, and we vote to include it, the email, as a document, then I think it covers us. But we could do a quick vote again, because I have the amount, and it's the February disbursements, and we could do it while we're here, and it's on the agenda. So the disbursements for February were $59,189.46. So I have a motion to approve the disbursements for February, and then a second, and then we can vote.
I'll make that motion, Ms. Carol.
Carol, okay. And then a second.
This is Alice, I'll second it.
Okay. All right, and then if everyone wants to say their name and whether they it's an I or an A.
Iris. I.
Yes.
Carol, I. Jane, I.
And Deanie, I. All right, so that motion carried. So... Rob, are you past?
Yeah, I heard.
Not yet. Okay. Okay, then we can have we have a few minutes maybe to discuss about the April meeting. It would be on the third Thursday, right? So that's the 16th. Earlier than some months because first
at this point
Wednesday.
I prefer not to meet in person. To use either this method or Zoom or whatever we have access to.
Does everybody have a laptop or a computer?
I have an iPad and I have a laptop, but it's really old.
I have an old laptop. I have a computer, but I have an iPad.
Yeah, I have an iPad. Work. Okay, all those should work because Zoom will just download the Zoom app.
I've already done that. I've done Zoom.
Yeah. It works good, doesn't it?
Yeah. I've done it twice. I did it with my children the other day. But is it true in all instances that you can only see the person who is talking?
You can see anybody who has a camera.
Well, when we did it, I did it with two friends and one day, and then I did it with my children. And, I mean, I could see Luke when he was talking, and I could see Ashley when she was talking, but I could not see Luke when Ashley was talking.
Hmm. Well, the way mine comes up, it comes up with everybody's face if they've got their, if they've got their camera on.
Well,
camera. What do you use, Iris, for your a tablet? Or?
I've got a laptop.
Okay. Maybe it works. Yeah, so maybe it works differently with depending on the device.
It may do it.
In the App Store, and there's several. There's a Zoom Cloud meeting. There's Zoom Rooms, and there's Zoom for iTunes. So I guess it depends on which version you have.
Yeah. We used Zoom Cloud, and I think. Of course, I've got Zoom, you know, I've got that thing directly down on mine because of stuff. Or we use it at work.
Right.
But I think the other day, we had a preaching service on it, and it was, I think they all use Zoom Cloud. But I don't know what they saw because I was on my laptop.
I didn't do Zoom Cloud. I just did Zoom app.
Zoom for iPad, yeah.
No, I just did the app. It's just a Zoom app.
Yeah. And you did it on your iPad, right? So.
Well, I did it on my phone first when I first did it, and that's when I did the Zoom meeting with my friends from my phone. Well, I did it actually with both because I had it on my phone, and then after I got off the phone with my children, I put it on my iPad so we could do it from my iPad the next time.
Try the Zoom Cloud.
I'm downloading Zoom Cloud on my iPad right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to try the Zoom Cloud. Yeah. And maybe, Iris, at some point I'll email
we'll play with it
if you want to try it. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll play with it and see what we do.
So you're working from home?
Oh, yes. I've been working from home. This is my second week from home. And to my knowledge, I don't think they've got us through the 30th, but I don't think we'll go back to June. Unless he changes it. Now, if he changes it, we'll go back. As soon as he releases us, we'll go back.
Yeah.
But now, I can go to the campus as long as nobody's there. Like, if I need to pick up something or something I can't do from home, I can go to the campus like that.
Well, I mean, you can still have meetings of less than 10 people as long as you maintain the social distancing. But I feel like, I just don't want to be going out and going around too much either because of our ages and stuff.
I know where business office, they have kind of split up what days they're coming in, and they're staying like 6 feet apart. They're keeping the social distancing thing if there's more than one there. Because, I mean, they got to do accounts payable checks, and they got to do payroll, and, I mean, those are things you have to do. And we've got people who scan, so they have to be there on campus to scan right now. So they're coming in one day a week, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
everybody trying to adjust.
Yes, if we do the meeting in April via Zoom, should we invite the Stockholm and Chilhowee ladies to join us?
No, I think we need to have just our board meeting.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Well, they normally would join us, but
I know they normally would, but then it's also open to the public normally.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm sitting here kind of wondering about how if it's okay to do this kind of thing or not. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Kate Hillen put the minutes from this meeting online.
From today's meeting?
Yes. And we have to do this way.
Yeah. I mean, because this is like an official meeting, so I presume it would have to be posted.
Yeah. Oh, Lordy. So. Did we take this?
No, I think Rob's taking notes.
Good. I need to remember that.
Well, I mean, that's the problem when you record everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will make a motion that we meet remotely for April 16th. Do you want to do it at the same time of day, or, I mean, I'll make the motion, but you all flesh it out.
Hey, Larry.
So that would be at 5:30 p.m. Does that time still work for everybody?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
That's fine for me.
Okay. So let's plan to try to use the...
And that we need to use
the,
by Zoom as possible.
By Zoom or at least conference call.
Right.
Okay. All right. And we should probably have, Rob should have our accountant there, because I'm hoping we'll have financial.
Yeah. So, let me ask the question. Ann is coming in? Well, Rob's not there.
Yeah, I think she's been coming in to pay the bills and do the accounting work.
So you know that?
Well, I'm pretty sure he said that last time, that she would have to be coming in. We can verify with him when he gets back on the phone, but...
Okay, so now that we have set one thing out...
Wait a minute. The motion, Carol made the motion. We needed a second and a vote. About the meeting, I mean.
I second the motion that we...
Jane? Okay, yeah. And then the vote, everybody just say their name and yes or no.
Carol,
here. So I heard yes. Carol, yes. Jane, yes.
Yes.
And I'll say yes. So it's unanimous and then motion carried. Okay. All right, sorry, go ahead.
How are we going to handle what we have decided today in light of what was put out yesterday?
Well, I think we have to say that we had further discussion, you know, continued discussion about how to handle it with input from the Board of Supervisors. So that's,
yeah.
And this is how we decided to handle it. Something like that.
Well, I want to see the finished product of whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I guarantee you. I'm sorry, I don't mean like I'm having something delivered. I don't know. I'm sorry. I sound like I'm not with it.
I mean, we can say, you know, after review of the options and other additional input, you know, here's what we decided or something like that.
We're just going. It's going right there. Yeah.
This is a situation that everybody is having to make adjustments on a daily basis, almost. So I don't think it's going to be that big an issue to make a change.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mrs. Wyatt said it was on Facebook. That's where she saw it.
On Facebook was Jonathan and Amber, mostly, and Jennifer Blankenbuckler. Todd can work from home. Jennifer Blankenbeckler is one of our part-timers. Todd can work from home. Elaine chooses to go on furlough.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Todd Owen can work from home. Elaine Olinger has decided she would rather do the unemployment furlough.
Okay.
She's good with that?
Well, yeah.
Okay, we
need to
wait for
I'll
come back.
Okay. I'm back.
Okay. Did you hear what
Yeah, I did. I heard it.
So we have one full-time person and all of our part-time people who will be taking leave
and lack of work.
For lack of work. And we have one full-time hourly employee who will work on-site, and our other full-time employees will work from home.
Right, that's what I heard too. And we still need to have routine. You have some people, Rob, like our accountant, who needs to come in, right?
Right. So Ann has been coming in on occasion for when she needs to, like doing payroll. And I imagine she would probably be doing the same thing every so often, but essentially it would be probably her and basically probably just her, other ones working from home.
And you have been coming in, right?
I come in every day. I come in, I clear out the book drop, I check everything in, I check email, I do research, so yeah, I'm here every day.
That's a good little
late,
but...
So we need to have documentation.
Oh,
yeah, and we will.
And also, the other two branches in Chilhowee and Saltville, they will need to be checked on.
Intermittently.
Make sure everything's still okay.
And they have no problem doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is going to be the documentation for the people who are working from home?
Work product. So maybe they'll give me results of, you know, drafts of what they have written. They will collaborate probably through Google Docs on some of these things that we're writing. And if they do choose to do some professional development, they usually come with some sort of certificate.
What? I don't understand that. What?
Which part?
Something about some sort of certificate.
Okay. Yeah, if they choose to do some professional education, then those courses typically come with a certification that shows you've completed it.
Okay. They also need to keep track of their time.
I know. And we can have them do that, and that's not a problem.
Or they can maybe log in and whatever. I don't know.
We don't have anything like that. But honestly, these people have never been a problem for doing a lot of work. Most of them work way more than 40 hours anyway.
Well, these people are salaried anyway, right?
So they are. Yeah.
As long as their work products and if they're doing training or education or something are indicators that they're getting in their 40 hours.
Yeah.
They wouldn't normally keep track of specific hours, right?
Yeah.
Well, teachers I know they're having to have office hours from 9 to 12 and 1 to 3 every day, as well as doing what they're doing for their children. So that's just, they're salary employees as well.
Yeah. So... Do you want to set hours, or is that?
With the ones that yesterday that were going to be working still. I told them the same thing. It's just like you keep track of the time you've worked. You check in with me on a regular basis. And then you provide work product evidence, and that's how most places do it. When you have people working remotely.
Yeah.
Because office hours don't really, aren't really necessary if everything you're doing is digital. So.
Yeah. Any other questions? Okay. Anyone else?
I don't.
All right. So we need a motion that for the month of April, we will have full-time employees, except for the one person, work from home and provide input to Rob regarding their work. And one full-time and all part-time personnel will get a lack of work, and our one hourly person will come into the building to do his work. Does that sound right?
It does.
Okay, so we need a motion and a second.
I so move.
Okay, Jane, and a second. Carol.
Is my second.
And if, all right, all in favor, say your name and then yes.
It's Jane.
I heard Jane, yes.
And Iris, Carol. Yes.
Iris, yes. Carol?
Yes.
And then I'll say yes. Okay, motion carried. It's unanimous.
Okay.
So, Rob, you're sending like an email memo, or how are you doing this?
That's what I did before, and you know, so but and I can follow it up with one to their addresses in physical form also.
All right.
Yeah.
So go ahead and type something up and make sure we see it before.
I'll send it before you. You tell me before I send it.
Yeah.
I believe you were on the phone, Rob, when we were saying how are we going to handle this now that this other thing has been sent out.
Well, what I said, it was a plan.
Yeah.
I mean, so the plan has changed. It was because it's before April, so I think you're okay.
Well, did you want to say something about a board member? How was it you worded it in?
But you know, after reviewing all the options and with some input from the Board of Supervisors, this
well,
was
it
not
wasn't,
a plan.
It was not the Board of Supervisors. It was
a member of the Board of Supervisors, we could say.
Yeah, you can say it how you want, but with input from someone from the Board of Supervisors, however you want to word it. I mean, she's the chair, so.
And if we say input, I mean, does that imply that she was speaking to all of us, or I don't know exactly what that means.
Could we
I
say
feel like
a question posed by a member of the board?
What now?
Could we say a question posed by someone from the Board of Supervisors or a member of the board?
I don't know. Maybe we should just, I don't know what we should say.
If you just say reconsidered upon additional information received, I think you would be fine.
Yeah. We could say that.
Okay.
That sounds good to me because things are changing every day in this situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think while you were away from the phone, we talked about using Zoom for our meeting on April 16th.
Okay.
And asking that Ann join us.
Okay.
At that meeting.
I will.
To go over financials.
I will ask her.
Do you think she'll have financials by the 16th?
I would hope so. I don't know what the Albano office is doing, but I would assume we need to talk with Teresa and have those done. But I think we can.
Right.
Yeah. Would you want the accountant?
I mean, does Ann do them or does Albano?
Ann does she puts them together, then the Albano accountants look it over. Ann does it, and then they verify and do quality control, and then so.
Okay.
So how long does that take for them to verify?
A couple days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to ask the question.
Yes,
when we talked about the employees, is Rita considered a part-time employee?
Rita is a part-time employee.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah. She's 29 hours a week.
Anything else? All right. So I don't know if you heard, Rob, the motion to meet remotely on the 16th at 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
Using Zoom or at least a conference call, but not to meet in person.
All
was
right.
Made by Carol.
Okay.
Seconded by Jane and had unanimous approval.
Great. Okay.
All right. You said you heard about the disbursements for February. You could hear that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else, then? All right. We'll look to see that memo from you, Rob.
All right.
And we'll all give our okay, and then... you can send that out. And do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion we adjourn this hour.
Yep, Iris, motion
Carol,
to adjourn.
Carol,
second.
Second from Carol.
Okay.
Everyone will approve, say yes.
Yes, Jane. Yes, Carol.
Yes, Alice.
Yes, for me.
Do we need
someone
at that next meeting?
What?
A minute.
Yeah, it might be useful to have Helen if she can do it.
Yeah.
I'll talk to her. I don't think that'll
okay.
be a problem.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you,
y'all
everyone.
Stay safe.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
You're strange.